Welcome to Small Business Spoonfuls Podcast, a laid-back discussion of the serious HR topics and trends of today. Sponsored by HelpDeskForHR.com.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to our Facebook Live today. And we've got a real interesting topic for you that we're going to discuss, which is, as noted, employee training topics in 2021, what employers need to know. And I think just due to current events that this is a very relevant topic, wouldn't you say, Lisa?
Oh, 100%. I mean, we have so many issues in the workplace, in our society as a whole today, that sometimes stumbling over these issues can be a real problem for employers who maybe aren't accustomed to providing good solid training or regular training programs and are just now sort of trying to stumble their way through putting them into action. And of course, one of the biggest areas that we face is the area of harassment. Workplace harassment. Now, we used to call this sexual harassment, right? But we've seen that over the last few years, especially, this has gone from a topic that was, you know, the boss chasing the secretary around the table. It's gone from that to, you know, things like bullying and things that get really ugly, from mild passive aggressive behavior all the way up to situations that escalate into full on physically abusive, you know, problems. And so when employers are really looking down the road at maybe the worst case scenario, starting right here with making sure that the stance of the employer and of the company is clear on where they stand regarding harassment of any sort, whether it be sexual harassment, it's maybe harassment based on gender identity or gender expression, or harassment based on just male versus female harassment or female versus male that has nothing to do with sexual advances, but may have something to do with just, you know, pulling your pigtails on the playground, so to speak, you know, but in an adult forum, these things lead often to very, very serious problems and, you know, can wind you up in court and, you know, hopefully not something worse where we go into a full on workplace violence type issue.
Yeah, that's right. And these topics are really important because, like you said, they start in such a small area and can blow up into something huge, like you just mentioned, with court cases. And so it's really important that employees know where to find the right trainings and look for the correct training that's going to be good for their company and to make sure everybody's on the same page. I'll give you just a little quick story here. My wife, we've talked about her a little bit. She's worked in the corporate world before, and she had a situation. It never went to court or anything like that. But this guy, he liked her. And so he would invite her to lunch every day. And, you know, she never would go. She was like, I'm good. Thanks for this. And then eventually he would drop things on her desk and like all this kind of stuff and really just pressure her to the point where she had to bring it to HR. And it didn't end in a settlement or a court case or anything, but the guy was disciplined and things like that. But, you know, and this guy was a manager, right? So he was thinking, oh, this is my subordinate and all this. And he ended up being moved around and things like that. And, you know, it's just real subtle things in the workplace that can happen. And he honestly, I'm not sure what his position was with this situation, but he was like very much reprimanded and moved, and he was apologetic and sorry, I didn't mean it this way, but it made her feel uncomfortable at the end of the day. So, you know, it's just really important that our managers and our employees are really trained on this subject so we don't end up with kind of a sticky, awkward ending situation like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I appreciate you sharing that story. It really is like a common thread, whether it's something fairly innocent where one party misunderstands another, or one party thinks, right, oh, I didn't realize I was doing something wrong, or it's full on blatant, you know, open, wide open harassment, you know. But we have to ask ourselves too, what about the abusive conduct portion of that? And that's right, why training should include not only sexual harassment, but should also include any sort of harassment, and then making sure that abusive conduct is well defined. As we know, OSHA has very strict guidelines about making the workplace safe. That's what they do, right? And so they talk in their guidelines about abusive conduct as well, and in their standards. And so that's where they want us to make sure workplace violence is not an issue. And where does workplace violence often start? With these little things that are bubbling under right, the surface that we take for granted, and we think, oh, that's just banter, or that's just people being smart alecks, or, you know, whatever. And then before we know, we haven't paid close enough attention, and it turns into something that we never saw coming because our eyes weren't open wide enough.
Yeah. And in my wife's case, it was like the guy was like, well, I was just being friendly. I just wanted to make friends at work and things like that. But the one party didn't know how it was making the other party feel, yeah, whether or not he was just saying that or he really did mean that, you know, kind of thing. So, yeah. So what are some trainings we want to look for, Lisa, in these type of, we're bringing everybody back to the office as we kind of talked about in our last episode and things like that. So what are some trainings we might want to break down and look for our employees?
Yeah, we want to specifically look at anything that is not just sexual harassment. Now, you may have laws in your state or your county or city that require you to do sexual harassment training. But when you do that, you know, make sure you keep your mind open to all sorts of harassment and abusive conduct. And then also train on how we got there, you know, and so we need to back up and we need to train on things. For instance, we've had this thing in our group lately about workplace gossip, a lot of that going on, a lot of people, you know, kind of saying, yeah, we need to train on this. And they're getting our workplace gossip training programs and everything that we offer. And we actually developed it because some of our members said we need this. And so, you know, you'll take something like gossip that will then exacerbate all the way up into some sort of harassment or abusive conduct. Maybe you'll take something like you haven't maybe trained employees on unconscious bias. So whether it relates to race or gender, or maybe it relates to body type, maybe it relates, you know, there's beauty bias as well. So people are treated poorly because they're gorgeous and assumed to be stupid and worthless, you know, nothing more than a pretty face, you know, and that goes for men and women. I've never personally had that issue, but, you know, but that is a thing too. So training our employees on unconscious bias is a big deal too, because if we don't start training on those types of things, then of course we have a good diversity, equity, and inclusion plan and program and training in place. If we don't do all of those things, then we are going to be dealing with harassment on many different levels, all because, and I'm just going to say in a court of law, it's going to be all because we didn't start with some of these other trainings that led us to the discussion of don't harass people and don't mistreat people and don't bully people and so forth, right?
Right. And in some of these states, this training's required. Is that correct?
Yeah, there are some states, mainly harassment is the main one that's required. But I got to tell you, if you're not doing the other trainings like unconscious bias, and you're not doing diversity, equity, and inclusion, and if you're not doing harassment in a state that it's not required, you could still find yourself in court answering the question, what made you think you didn't have to train anybody? Well, it wasn't required by law. So, you know, that's going to be your answer. So tell me again, what made you think you didn't have to train anybody? What made you think you didn't have to protect your employees? What made you think it was okay to just let people run through the workplace willy-nilly, acting any way they wanted to? What made you think you didn't need a policy or a procedure or a stance? And if your only response is, well, they never made a law telling me I had to, not going to fly.
Right. So these are definitely important things to look into. We actually offer some trainings through our website. I'll drop some links in the comments below or in the show notes on the podcast version. And if you're interested in it, always reach out to us at support at helpdeskforhr.com, and we can point you in the right direction to some other things as well. But yeah, just talking about why these things are important. It's just, you know, like we talked about in the last episode, people are coming back to work, and it's amazing how much social etiquette we might have forgotten, or certain people might have forgotten within a year's time of just being at home and like being so excited to associate with people. But once again, as we've noted, we live in 2021 now, you know, and there's the standard is a whole lot different than it was from even a year ago. So it's definitely, we always want to try to do the best we can to be good people, but also all the time. But also it's a nice to remind our employees what kind of a place we're in.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of our remote workers have been working dressed from the waist up. We've seen the snafus and the little oopsies that have happened all through 2020, haven't we? And so when we're getting to that kind of relaxed attitude, then we're going to see more of these cases. Our attorney, who is in Dallas, Texas, actually told us on a recent boss call, which is sort of like a fancy open forum webinar that we do a few times a month. He told us that one of his biggest issues since COVID started with his clients has been remote employees harassing each other, or feeling harassed, or feeling that it's been inappropriate conversations and things like that over Zoom or any other platform. And so even if you're going to keep the remote employees around, make sure you're training them, because if somebody's feeling super relaxed, whether they're at home or now they're in that mindset coming back into the office with this super relaxed mindset, they're going to need those refreshers, like you're mentioning, Mason. They're going to need to be taught, now remember, you know, this is proper etiquette for the workplace, whether it's live or whether it's live on Zoom.
Yep, that's right. Okay, well, I think that wraps that one up pretty good, I unless you have any other comments there. But yeah, just make sure we're looking into training our employees. And as always, if you're interested and needs to be pointed in the right direction to some different trainings, you can always reach out to us. And we'd also love your feedback. Leave a comment in the video in the channel here, and we can we'll be sure to respond to you. So until Friday.
Yeah, I'm Lisa Smith.
And I'm Mason Merrill.
Go out there and be audit secure and do HR like a boss. Bye.
Bye.
If you would like to learn more about our team and the services we provide, head over to helpdeskforhr.com. Our 8,000 plus members enjoy the essential training, tools, and support they need to keep up with ongoing legal changes, as well as maintaining solid HR and employment law compliance. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you like what you hear, we'd love to hear from you, either by leaving us a review, or you can email us at support@helpdeskforhr.com.